This is Jeffrey Blackburn. You are looking at one of two paintings that I have in this show. To date, I have done several of what I refer to as my Red Rock paintings. Four or five more to follow. Here's how it all started. I first came to Moab in 1970 with my late father-in-law, Amon Murley, a character of the First Order. Amon wasn't real happy having an artist for a son-in-law. As he saw it, what good are a bunch of paintings anyway? So, he pushed me to get into something more respectable, like uranium prospecting and promoting. Eye roll here. Anyway, Amon had worked in the mining business all his life and was involved in the first uranium boom of the 1950s. He knew all about staking claims and prospecting and had several pieces of mining equipment from that era. Amon had worked several properties near Moab and really knew his stuff. So he set about advising me and my business partner, Al Dart, on all the finer points of prospecting, exploration, and promoting mining properties. Picture this. Amon was the guy you'd imagine leading a loaded-down burro through the desert with a supply of grub, a rifle, and assorted prospecting gear. A character right out of an old Western movie. Amon lived in a mobile home, first in Rifle, Colorado, then in Murray, Utah. He was a stick of a man, wore gaudy cowboy boots with pant legs tucked in, and a green cowboy hat with a band of elk teeth around it. He also wore Western shirts and a bolo tie. He chewed tobacco and was constantly spitting into a paper cup, so there was always a certain aromatic ambience to the trailer. Al and I used to sit around his trailer with topographical maps covering every surface, studying the various areas, dreaming up deals, and laying out claim grids. Having spent most of his time in the 1950s in and around Moab, Amon knew all the players, from Charlie Steen to several other local characters, and he knew where several promising ore bodies and mineral traces were located. So we took several trips to Moab to recon the area and stake load claims. Naturally, still being an artist through all this, I fell in love with Moab and started doing paintings of the area on the side. Due to my education by Amon and later others, and a lot of time spent with geologists, my paintings are all geologically accurate. Due to my baby boomer and artistic sensibilities, I am also an environmentalist, very unusual in this business. So I made very sure we conducted our business with that in mind. So we took great pains to clean up as we went, unlike many of our predecessors. Back in the 1970s, nuclear was considered the environmentally friendly clean energy alternative. In the right company, I might be persuaded to tell some of the more colorful stories connected with the wild old days of the last great uranium boom. Then again, maybe not. In the meantime, back to this painting entitled Knobs. This is a scene from the 100-mile-long White Rim Trail that runs underneath Dead Horse Point. The first version was painted in 2006 and revised in 2012 to add more detail in a herd of bighorn sheep peering over the distant cliff at the Colorado River. It may be hard to believe, but it took a couple of weeks and very tiny brushes and an OCD artist to get these very tiny sheep posed and positioned just right. For me, the mineral exploration business was just a great excuse to spend my time in the Red Rock country and paint interesting pictures and keep my father-in-law happy. He's long gone now, but for the moment, I'm still here, and I'm painting the Red Rock. This has been quite an interesting journey.